Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hockey Talk, segment sponsored by Mike's Beer Bar, fan beer of the month. Hey Honey from Two Phrase Brewing, benefiting Young Adult Survivors United. I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't spend some time on both of those marvelous moments in hockey last night. Hockey history, actually. Pittsburgh hockey history. Sidney Crosby breaking that Wayne Gretzky. Can I spit it out of my mouth? I don't think I like saying his name for some reason. Because in this town, it's Mario 1 and Wayne 2, and maybe Sidney Crosby fast approaching. John Steigerwald tweets out every day that Sidney Crosby was better than Wayne Gretzky. And I'm starting to appreciate that more and more. But anyways, two things that are, I think, going to go down as iconic moments. Sid breaking that record, 20 consecutive seasons of averaging a point per game. I don't know if it's still true, if it's exactly up to date. Hockey aficionado Charlie Borges would be able to fact check me on this. But Sid was leading the NHL in 5-on-5 points the other day. If he still is, that is just a ridiculous testament to his ageless wonders as an athlete. It is depressing, but it also, I think, is a metaphor for this season. How it happened last night. That he scores in what was a blowout loss to the worst team in the NHL. He gets the record in, like, it was a hollow goal. Otherwise, if it wasn't a record-setting goal, it's like one of the most forgettable goals of Sidney Crosby's career. But he does it to break Wayne's record. And among Sidney Crosby's individual accomplishments, I now think it's his best one. I don't mean like awards-wise hardware, like Hart trophies or Conn Smythe's. I mean, in terms of statistical numbers, statistical achievements, it's number one because it speaks to being great for a long time. Not just good for a long time, great for a long time. So anytime we get to wax poetic on Sid, I'm going to take a few minutes to do that, and it's obviously appropriate right now. I think we have, Charlie, we've got Sullivan on what Sid did, and we've got Sid talking about it. Is that right? Do we have both? Okay, let's hear the horse right out of the horse's mouth first. Let's hear Sidney Crosby on what it meant to him to break that Gretzky record.
It's probably hard right now if I lost like that. I just think that there's a lot of guys who've contributed to that. So I'm thankful for the guys that I've played with that contributed to it. And special milestone, but obviously play to win.
So you had your family here for it, just how thankful are you that they were able to be here for those records to win?
Yeah, it's one of those things where they sacrifice a lot and support you all these years. It's nice to have different moments with them, and I've been fortunate. They've been a lot of different games and memories and events and things like that. So nice to have them here tonight.
All right. So the first part of that response from Sid is classic Crosby. He gets this record, but he sounds like he's sullen and he's down in the dumps because they just got completely blasted by a horrible team. And he also is quick to give other people credit for his own achievements. That's the mark of a leader. That's the mark of a great person, that he looks around and says, these people made it possible, and doesn't pat himself on the back. Here's Mike Sullivan, who's coached Sidney Crosby through his 30s and through these golden years. And Sullivan going to continue to do that, even though the Penguins are one of the worst teams in the NHL, because no coach in this town gets fired anymore. Here he is on what it meant to be in the building, behind the bench, watching Sidney Crosby get this record and having coached him through two Stanley Cup wins and more.
Crosby gets the point per game record. Just what does it say about his consistency that he's been able to do this 20 times now?
It's remarkable. You know, he's in such rare company where he is right now. You know, with every milestone that he crosses, I guess it just puts him in more and more elite company than he's already in. So I just think, you know, when you think in terms of 20 seasons in a row with such consistency, it's an amazing accomplishment. It doesn't surprise me because I know how hard he works and I know how hard he trains, and he controls everything within his power to set himself up for success and ultimately the team. But, you know, I've said it on so many occasions, just his passion for the game and his willingness to put the work in to continue to be at his best. It's just remarkable.
It sucks that this wasn't at home, and it sucks that this wasn't on a good team. That Mike Sullivan has to praise Sidney Crosby as the Penguins are wallowing among the dregs of the NHL. And I agree with what Subban said. Bad messenger, not a Subban fan, but he was right. Sidney Crosby deserves better, even though Sidney Crosby's had a small hand in all this. Again, out of loyalty, because he wanted to stick with the Penguins, but also wanted to do it with the guys he won cups with. Talking about Letang and Malkin, and I hate to say this about Malkin, but he looks washed. He looks like his career is absolutely over. And he's got one more year left, and that'll be it for an iconic player. On the Marc-Andre Fleury moment last night, I hope that play-by-play from ESPN did it justice here on the radio, that you weren't able to see it. If you haven't seen the video, I posted it on social media, on Twitter, of Ovechkin saying, no, wait, we're not going to go into the dressing room. We're going to go back out like it's the end of a playoff series, and we're all going to shake Marc-Andre Fleury's hand at center ice and thank him for his service to hockey and his great career. And so my takeaway from that is this. There are few athletes in professional sports who I can think of who I've gone from hating more to now liking more than Alex Ovechkin. I obviously, when it's Sid versus Ovechkin, you pick a side, you hate the other. If you're Ohio State, you don't root for Michigan guys. If you're the Yankees, you loathe the Red Sox. If you put on the black and gold for the Steelers, you think all Ravens players suck and you don't want to respect them. And you, especially when you're a Penguins fan, you want to basically give a middle finger to everything Flyers and everything Capitals. And especially when Ovechkin was out there gooning it up and taking runs at Sergei Gonchar and Malkin, and when idiots on TV were saying things like Ovechkin was better than Sid, you take that personally here. But that was a class act by him last night. And generally speaking, like, the longevity of Ovechkin, and also the fact that he does it on like the Phil Kessel diet, and he's not like, you know, no, I don't say this is not at all a slight to Sid, but Sid sells out and does everything in his power and makes every single sacrifice to be the best hockey player in the world. It is incredible that in this day and age of sports medicine and sports science and sports fitness, that Alexander Ovechkin eats two Subway sandwiches, a bag of spicy, hot Cheetos before a game, and goes out and gets a hat trick. And the fact that he recognizes Marc-Andre Fleury as a great rival who he can respect and do something for at the end of a game, I love that. I thought that was tremendous. And, yeah, so I hope Ovechkin gets the record. And you know what? I wouldn't mind if it was against the Penguins in Game 82. So what? I said it.